Ray, we learnt during the last couple of days about Ty England. We'd been all sort of waiting to see what the injuries were, and a release came out that there's a major issue, obviously, that has undergone two operations with the spinal cord. It's going to take a very long time for any sort of improvement from what we can gauge from the media release. Tommy is online, Tommy Berry. Tom, I don't want to go in deep into it, mate, but obviously all the jockeys are close-knit and you all stick together, and you've probably, I don't know whether caught up with Ty since he's been back home, but our thoughts, I think, from all of us, we're feeling so much for Ty and his family that I just wanted to mention it, and I'm not too sure whether you want to say anything or not, Tommy.
Yeah, look, I've caught up with Ty quite often since he's been back. He's in good spirits, but it's going to be a tough time for him and his family over the next, for the rest of his life. But, it's something that we've all got to learn to sort of deal with and help Ty get through it. But, he's in great spirits. He's as tough a person as I've ever come across, and he's in for a long fight. But I've always just got to be there for him and respect the privacy of his family at this time. Yeah.
Yeah, Tommy. Good morning. Tom. Good morning. That's one thing about the racing industry family, if I can put it that way. They will be there for Ty and his family.
Yeah, definitely. Look, I've gone through tough times in the past as well with losing Nathan, and I learned a lot about what great industry we've got here all over the world in racing. So it's one thing, if you're going to go through tough times, to have an industry like ours behind you. And I think we're very solid and we'll help him get through it as much as we can.
Well said. Hey, Tom, when I rang you up during the week to come on today, you had a terrific book of rides, but it's down to three. You have four scratchings. It's one of those days, unfortunately. But you kick off the day in the Tab Highway with Manzana. Two runs back, comes out of that Say Stella race at Randwick a couple of weeks ago where a number of these horses ran, and Manzana's fourth was as good as any.
Yeah, it was. Look, he's a tough horse. He's got plenty of speed to burn, and he'll put himself right up in the first two or three. And he's always pretty solid to the line. Look, he's going well. It looks like a pretty even sort of a race. There's no quite to stand out there. But as I said, he's drawn well, and he should get a nice run on the speed. So I can't see why he won't run well again.
Exactly. You're down to race three. You're riding Onslaught, who's third up off a really good effort last start behind Erythea. You know, that form's been frank. She was just beaten the Belle of the Turf yesterday. Tom, have you ridden Onslaught before?
No, I don't think so. I might have in the past, but definitely not in recent times. But it was a very nice run for me last start. He was on a hot speed, and he looked to run into it well and just got a little bit tired late. But this race looks to have a lot less pressure in it. It's a race he could probably even find himself in front if he wanted to. So he's drawn a good barrier. He hasn't got much weight on his back, and he'll put himself right there. And once again, I think this is a very even race too. I don't think there's any standouts here. Bondi's probably the one to beat, but he'll probably be a long way in front of Bondi coming to the corner. So looking forward to him. I think he's got a great chance.
He has got a great chance, as does Fell Swoop in the big one today. He's in the Christmas Classic. Everyone's got this down a bit, I guess, as a match between Fell Swoop and Elise, the two Group 1 horses. Fell Swoop back to form in the Razor Sharp. He led that day. I guess if it ain't broke, don't fix it, Tom. You look like you'll lead again on Fell Swoop here.
Yeah, I think he will. Look, I rode him in Melbourne, and he gave me a really good feel on that occasion and was hoping to ride him in Sydney, but he was meant to run a week earlier, and it turns out I was already on Shani's horse and the Hawks horse on that day. But it was good to see him win the way he did. It was on a very heavy track on that occasion. He gets back on top of the ground today. He's drawn a good barrier. As you said, it looks like he'll get an uncontested lead. Probably problem solvers, the only one that could pressure him. But I think he'd be happy to take the sit behind us. And Elise is obviously the one to beat, but she's going to be spotting in a bit of ground at the top of the straight. So, Matty Dales, he does a great job with his horses. And for him to run today, I know there was a race for him that he had in mind for next week. But for him to be sending him around this week, he must be pretty confident.
He was thinking of the Standish, wasn't he, Tom? But he was happy to take on Elise. Tom, I was talking to Matty about Tat Dixon. He said Fell Swoop likes just to roll along and do his own thing. You know the horse pretty well. Just let him bowl along and do his thing in front today?
Yeah, he's one of those horses that you can't squeeze out the barriers because he'll get running with you. So you've just got to come over his neck and just let him sort of, yeah, as you said, bowl along at his own speed. If you grab hold of him, try and restrain him too much, he wants to overdo it. So I'll be going as quick as he wants to, and I think he'll set a pretty reasonable speed up front, and he'll definitely give him something to chase.
Well, down just to the three rides, Tom, but they're all three very competitive chances. Hopefully there's a win or two amongst them. Thanks for joining us this morning, Tom.
No, I appreciate it. Thanks, guys, and thanks for all your help this season. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Tom.